Good afternoon. The weather remains quiet across most of interior New York and New England today, sandwiched between a front, which is bringing rain to most of eastern New England, and the next trough of low pressure currently diving through the Great Lakes. Temperatures will ease back down through the 60s and into the 50s as we approach and pass the sunset hour. As that trough digs deeper into the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley, it'll pull in moisture from the Atlantic. A wave of low pressure will develop along the coast and move into New England tonight and tomorrow. So skies will cloud over tonight with showers likely, especially from the Hudson River east into New England, with lows back everywhere into the 40s. This will set us up for an unsettled day tomorrow. Mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers for everyone, and even a steadier rain from the Hudson River Valley east into New England with that low working its way up the coast. It'll be breezy and chilly, even raw in a lot of places, with temperatures staying in the lower to middle 50s. We'll dry out behind this system on Friday, and temperatures will respond with a mix of sun and clouds, highs back to 60. And the weekend starts off nice with that same high pressure in control, dry with a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild in the middle and upper 60s. As we head into the second half of the weekend, another deep trough of low pressure will dig into the Midwest and Ohio Valley. This will pull in some tropical moisture from the Caribbean and Gulf of Mexico as a low pressure wave forms along the eastern seaboard and rides up the coast. The result will be increasing clouds Sunday with a good chance of rain before the day is through. And depending on how much of a tropical connection we have, we could even see some heavy rain into Sunday night and early Monday before the system sweeps off to the east and north. For those traveling across the Northeast this afternoon in New York City, partly to mostly cloudy skies, temperatures sliding back through the 60s and into the 50s, more showers in Boston with temperatures in the 60s, and mostly cloudy with a few showers in Buffalo with temperatures sliding back from the 50s into the 40s. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a few scattered showers around, chilly with highs in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing and thickening clouds tonight with some showers moving in toward tomorrow morning, lows near 50. Mostly cloudy with more showers around tomorrow, chilly with highs in the middle and upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the lower 40s. More clouds than sun tomorrow, with scattered showers around, breezy and chilly in the lower to mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy skies tonight and chilly with lows in the lower to mid-40s. More clouds tomorrow, showers likely from time to time, breezy and chilly, lower to mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a chance of showers by morning and lows in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, cool tomorrow with showers from time to time and highs in the lower to mid 50s. Region-wide for Friday, back to a mix of sun and clouds near 60. Breezy and mild with a mix of sun and clouds Saturday, mid to upper 60s. Increasing clouds with a chance of rain by the end of the day Sunday, some of it heavy into Sunday night, lower 60s. More rain Sunday night into Monday morning, then breezy and mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the 50s Monday afternoon and back into the 50s with a scattered shower on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.